So very pleased to welcome our guest onto the show this morning, Mark Durden-Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm bright and breezy, I think is the best way to describe my mood this morning.
That's fair enough. Slightly better than recent weather where it's been breezy but not so bright. Very breezy, in fact.
There's been a breezy going on. I was disappointed by the breezy factor in my street, actually. I expected to see fallen trees. All I got was the odd twig.
I think you should be grateful for that, to be honest.
I know, I'm being flippant, to be absolutely right. Some people suffer some terrible stuff, but yes. This is an element that you don't feel part of it if you've only got twigs.
That's true. All you see in the news is where it's, you know, blowing a gale. Anyway, that's the UK. That's the problem with, you know, being in this country. That's why we strive to go abroad and see new things and investigate new places, which is basically what you're here to talk about today. There's been a survey carried out on a subject you're, you know, pretty knowledgeable about, holidays, basically.
And yes. Well, I mean, I wish it could have been my survey. I'm not important enough to commission a survey, but teletextholidays.co.uk commissioned the survey to find the world's best value breaks. And they did all sorts of different statistical research by a gentleman called Jeff Ellis, who is, let me tell you, he's super stato. He lectured in statistics. And he looked at all the different variables of holidays, whether it's sort of flights, accommodation, how much it costs to travel around when you're there, weather, and factored them all in. And he came up with the startling revelation that the best place, value for money holiday to go to at this moment in time is Bulgaria.
And why is that? What sort of factors make that the best value place to go?
Do I need to say any more, Neil, than that Bulgaria, to buy a pint of ale is 49p?
No, you don't.
That's all you need. Now, the fact is, they don't mention cider. I'm a great cider drinker, and I know there's a lot of cider being drunk in your region, but cider wasn't one of the variables. I'm very upset about that, but that's one of those things you have to just deal with in life. But not only was it the value of a pint, they're very good accommodation. An average price in Bulgaria for a three-star hotel is £45 a night. A three-course meal is £7. That includes the tip, would you believe it? And if you wanted a Big Mac, it would only cost you £1. Although if you wanted the cheapest Big Mac in the world, you'd go to Egypt. But just to go to Egypt for a burger, probably not the most sort of economically sensible thing to do.
Doesn't seem right. So you're there, you've gone to Egypt. I've just got a picture in my mind at the moment. You're watching the, I don't know, you've been to see the pyramids, maybe sitting over at the pyramids, and then you just pop back and have a McDonald's. That's just sort of
I totally agree with you. It's probably not what you're meant to do in Egypt. But it's just another tantalising, you know, forget the pyramids, forget the Sphinx, have a burger.
Exactly. Go there. No, don't go there for the history. No. Just go there for a nice cheap burger that you could have got down the high street
in
the town.
The money you're saving, 65p, that's all it will take out of your pocket.
And the thing with this survey as well, generally it's places you wouldn't necessarily think of going that are not the most maybe popular holiday destinations. Certainly with Bulgaria, I don't believe that's hugely popular at the moment. Correct me if I'm wrong at any point.
No, it's becoming so, though, because it is so reasonable in terms of the price you're paying. And people are discovering that it's quite a nice place to go to as well. They've got some good beaches out there and there's lots to do. So, as you say, in the top 20, let's say the top 10 of best value holidays, you've got a real range of different places you could go to, Bulgaria being at the top, but then there's Morocco, which is a great place to go for a short break, destination, where if you want to go really fancy and save up the shekels, a five-star bedroom there costs an average of £80, which actually, five-star hotels cost a lot more elsewhere, so that's quite reasonable. Tunisia, Egypt, the Czech Republic, another good place to go for a long weekend, go to Prague, and that's the top of the most reasonably valued meals, three-course meals, at £6, would you believe it? So that's very good. But then we're getting more adventurous. At number six is India. Of the most valuable, best value holidays, and you've got Greece, Turkey, Portugal, and also I was quite surprised to see South Africa on there. I love South Africa and I absolutely adore Cape Town, but I thought it's quite expensive to get there. But when you get there, it's very reasonable. A three-course meal in Cape Town will cost you about £8.50. So, there are all sorts of different options. And what's also interesting is that the usual destinations we choose, like Spain, is only down in 17th place in terms of value for money.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. It's our fault, though, to be fair. We've made Spain more commercialised. We're all going there in our masses, so that's probably why the prices have gone up, I would imagine.
But we are, but also, I suppose it's our euros and the pound and all that kind of stuff. It's not as good as it used to be, and the same with France. That's the second most popular place we go to, and obviously we know our pounds aren't particularly handy over there at this moment in time.
Actually, looking at that as well, actually, it is. I'm looking down the list of the most popular places we visit. It is mostly the euro places, with the exception of America, I would say, in the top 10. But then again, we do quite well against the dollar, don't we, or not?
Well, we do, but that's what's quite surprising, that in the top 20, statistically, it's not good value for your money. I mean, I suppose what we could look at is if you go to New York, hotel rooms are very expensive. But I've given some top tips on the teletext.co.uk website and on page 175 of the ITV1 text pages. And actually, one of them was, don't, you know, always think of the norm. Don't go to New York and necessarily think, I have to book a hotel. Think about a B&B, because they're much more reasonably priced and you get the same sort of experience in the Big Apple.
Probably a better experience, more real experience. If you go and stay in a big hotel, you just sort of get a sort of a clouded view, if you like, of what it's actually really like there. But if you're in a B&B, you're pretty much more in the heart of things, and you probably get a better feel for it, I would guess.
I mean, that's one of those things. You do get a clouded view, and also a view of a skyscraper about 5 yards from your nose, because anywhere you look out your window in New York, there's a skyscraper, and it is an amazingly staggering city. But just to sort of get a real feel for how New Yorkers live, a B&B, I think, is a very good option.
Now, you're obviously very well travelled, Mark. What's your sort of favourite holiday, or sort of your best break then?
I have various different forms. If I'm with my family, I've got three young children and obviously a wife, so we sort of try and all squeeze into one car, and we head off down to Devon, a place called Bantham. We've been doing that for the last couple of years, and we've been very fortunate that we've had those 1 weeks of sunshine for the last 2 years. So it's been raining for the entire summer, and then the sun has come out, so we've been very lucky. So I love Devon and Cornwall. I love Norfolk. I love further north, going up to the lakes. But if going abroad, Portugal we go to quite a lot, and that's also quite good value for money. That is still in the top 10. It's number 9 at the best value for money. And as I said, Cape Town I absolutely love. One place I'd love to go a bit more is the Caribbean, because that's also proved to be quite reasonable. It's an average of £25 a night for a 3-star hotel. So if you factor that into, of course, you're paying more, slightly more for your flights. But when you get there, you know, there are deals to be had. Cuba, for instance. I'd like to go to Cuba. 6,000 kilometres of beaches. Sounds enough for everybody.
It's going to be good. And you can guarantee pretty much with those sort of holidays, the weather will be all right, to say the least. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be nice when you get out there. Just on a personal note, Mark, while you're here, what have you got sort of lined up in the pipeline then? Are we seeing you on TV in the near future? You got anything lined up?
I've morphed into a sort of quiz show host in the last couple of months. I've been doing a couple of pilots for a few of the channels. As I say, a couple for a few, that doesn't really add up, but you know what I mean. So I've actually strangely really enjoyed that. I didn't think, you know, it's nice to feel powerful. You have the answers in your hand. So hopefully those two will sort of come to fruition. We'll just have to wait and see. And then I'm a celebrity later in the year. And in between times, who knows? Who knows what will happen to maybe a bit more travelling?
Yeah.
Just don't know.
Why not? Maybe right. What about a travel book while you're on your travels?
Travel book.
Why not?
Of my useless tips. One was become a nudist. Obviously, save enormously on excess baggage. You'll never have any problems paying extra. You might have to invest a little bit more in sunscreen. And also scavenge for food rather than go to restaurants. You can have some sardine bones, very good for the calcium.
There you go. Free advice from Mark Dirdesmith. Mark, thanks for joining us. Just remind us once again where we can find out full details about
teletextholidays.co.uk is the website. Page 175 on ITV1's text pages.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Mark.
Very kind of you. Thank you. Have a good
Cheers.
Morning.
See you later. Cheers.
Cheerio. Bye.